So, as I was saying, your acne is not just a beauty problem. Your acne is showing you if you have a pimple or if you have, or if you know anyone who has very serious chronic acne, that is showing that there is something very serious going on the inside. And so the more you try to mask it from the outside, the more you prolong the possible long-term health problems that could happen. So if you look at these here, if I have, you know, if I had, could have prescribed myself back in the day from that picture, I would say, because I had a lot of acne in that area, that was a stomach issue. If you have something on your chin, that could be a kidney or a bladder issue. If you have, there's some along the side of your mouth, that's a colon issue. So it's really, really important that when we're talking about acne, and especially when we're talking even to young people who get pimples and things like that, we need to be thinking about their overall health. This isn't just, oh, I want this pimple to go away so that you can be cute tomorrow. You know, it should be about, okay, how do we solve the overall problem? What kind of nutrition do you need to be eating? And what organs in your body need to be balanced in order for you to be fully healthy and in order for you to have healthy skin that reflects that healthy body? So how do we really, really solve the problem? Obviously the drugs don't work. The antibiotics get old. I mean, I know some people have tried all kinds of things. I think somebody was just telling me they were considering doing some of the acid burning thing, and it was just making me cringe. And I was like, sister, please don't do that. Really, the easiest way to deal with it is start playing the inside out game. So start eating to live. So get on the new kind of health insurance plan. If you're here, you're already on it. So lots of fruits and vegetables, lots of live foods, lots of foods that are rich in fiber. Our diets are so fiber deficient. And the majority of Americans eat lots of processed foods that have no fiber, and they're basically backed up. The majority of people are completely constipated. And the thing about being constipated is that when you're constipated, your bowels can't move, the waste can't move from your body's sewage system, and it literally will come out on your face. So that's another thing that people don't think about. It's like, okay, if I have acne in my face, perhaps my colon is backed up, or perhaps I ate something processed and the oils and the fake oils or the fake preservatives, that's causing me to break out. So it's not just about, it's always about looking at what you're eating and then also paying attention to the organs in your body that may need like cleansing. So in my book, I have these 7 ground rules for living acne-free for life. And I'm not going to talk about all 7 because I want to keep it brief. So I'm only going to just talk about 3 that I talk about. And, you know, some people can't handle these rules. They think I'm crazy, and that's fine. But my skin is clear. So if they want clear skin, perhaps they could try it. It's not for everybody because there are some people who are less sensitive to dairy than others. So for some people, I'm like, you know, if you have a face full of acne and you haven't tried cutting out dairy yet, you should really try it. Because dairy is it adds to the inflammation in your body. It's an acidic food. And so in between the processed foods and the dairy foods, the number one rule for me is cutting them out completely. You can't have a healthy inside if you've constantly been pummeling your body with all of these fake foods, fake oils, fake foods, and then dairy, which on top of it adds to your inflammation and adds to mucus. The second one is clean your colon, which I was talking about just now. The majority of people definitely are constipated, and the whole thing about acne is that when your bowels are not moving, it will come out in other ways. Because the skin is the body's biggest organ, it comes out on your skin. So it's really, really important to have regular ways to keep your colon clean. One is to eat a lot of fiber-rich foods, fruits and vegetables, etc. But then the other things I have on here are saltwater flushes, which I can't actually do those, but some people love them and they swear by them. So if you do, please do them. That involves using Epsom salts and taking salt water internally to help you flush out. There's also enemas and colonics, which are, enemas are usually self-administered. Colonics involve a gallon or more of water pushing waste through your colon. Again, if you have acne or if you just have low energy or if you are even trying to lose weight, your colon is a big deal. You need to start learning about your colon. I didn't even know that I had a colon before I started all this. I was like, what is a colon? You need to know about your colon. You need to love your colon and make sure that your colon is clean. So keeping your colon clean is so important. And so the colonics, yes, a gallon or more of water. There's another thing called a psyllium husk, which psyllium husks are sort of the hulled seeds from a plantain, and they act, they're very fibrous. So they act almost like a scrub. And you can mix it in water and take it in, or mix it in juice and take it in, and it helps literally scrub through your colon so that you're getting the waste out. That's another way to clean your colon. So those are all really important. It's really important to have some sort of regular weight. Even if you are raw or vegan, it's like when you're eating a very plant-based diet, your body's always sort of in a state of cleansing. So you have to keep encouraging that. You kind of have to keep encouraging that so you don't get stagnant. I've noticed that a lot, that some people think they can just let it go at that point. But no, it's everybody has to do it. Everyone has to pay attention to that in order to stay optimally healthy. The third one is take a chill pill. Everyone talks about stress and, you know, and we, I guess in America right now, I believe like, you know, most of our diseases are stress-related diseases or involved with inflammation, which is definitely related to stress. So, and I know even for myself, and then I know also for people who have skin problems, sometimes it feels like you get anxious and you're like, oh, my skin is so horrible. And then you go into the downward spiral. And all of that negative energy and all that emotional energy just feeds the problem. And even if you're completely vegan or even if you're completely vegetarian and you're on a plant-based diet, you can still get cancer. You can still get a lot of diseases just by stress and negative emotions. People don't realize that our emotions are toxins. So just like, you know, you're taking in toxic food and that causes problems for your health, having toxic emotions, being angry all the time, being stressed out all the time, all of those things feed into the problem and continue to aggravate your health problems. So it's really, really important to find personal ways. For me, it's meditation and yoga. Walking is great, breathing, chanting, prayer, whatever you gotta do to keep it on the low. So I have four other steps, but I'm going to leave them out. If you're interested, you could just go on my blog and purchase the book or tell someone. And please tell someone if they have acne, really bad acne, please tell them to go to my blog and purchase this book. I really wish it was around when I had my skin issues because I had to go through my whole journey and not know where to even begin. So I just want to talk a little bit more. This is also in the book in some depth, but I'm only going to talk very briefly about beauty minerals. Because we eat all the time just for taste, but we don't eat a lot of times because we're like, oh, I need to get this from, you know, for my body, for my nutrition. And so there are specific minerals and vitamins that contribute to making you have great skin and also to making you beautiful. And part of the reason a lot of these minerals do that is because they are actively involved in producing collagen. And we all know what collagen is. You can get that injected if you wanted to. But if you prefer to not get it injected or done, you can always just go get a bell pepper or get some sort of natural vegetable. So the first one is sulfur. And sulfur heals scars and wounds, and it's actively involved in producing collagen. It keeps your skin, hair, and nails radiant. It promotes flexibility of your connective tissues. So that actually makes it really good for people who work out a lot. I work out a lot, and if you work out a lot, you definitely need sulfur in your diet because it helps you regenerate your muscles after you've working out, after you've exercised. And then it also improves memory and mental concentration. And you can get that from, this is just a few sources, so it's not all of them. Avocado, papaya, coconut, bananas, pineapple, broccoli, watercress, bok choy, kale, and spirulina. Spirulina, for those who do not know, is a blue-green algae. Really awesome. very, very nutrient dense. The other one is zinc. Zinc is also a part of producing collagen. So zinc is very important in terms of beauty and keeping your skin elastic and supple. It's necessary for cell growth, joint and tissue repair, sexual development, fertility, and it's involved in digestion and metabolism. It can also help you prevent wrinkling and stretch marks, which is a really good thing to know. It's found in coconuts, spinach, poppy seeds, pumpkin seeds, a lot of seeds, sunflower seeds, pecans, cashews, and sesame seeds. And the other two that I want to add in briefly, there's a lot more in the book, but these are just an overview. This is silicon, and silicon prevents thin hair and brittle nails. So if you notice that your nails are breaking all the time, you may need more silicon in your diet. Or if your hair is thinning, you may need more silicon in your diet. It has transformative properties. The cool thing about silicon is that it's almost like consuming silicon can actually, like, it's almost like you can transform your skin, or you can transform your beauty by consuming a lot of silicon. And silicon kind of takes on new properties. It can prevent cavities and bleeding gums. And it's found in alfalfa, grass powders, burdock root, romaine lettuce, cucumbers, bell peppers, raw cabbage, apples, oranges, and cherries. And the only vitamin that I'm going to talk about today is vitamin A. And vitamin A is very important because it's all about replenishing the dead skin cells that is on your body. Like, if you want to have great skin, you're going to have, your skin kind of like sheds itself. Every day we're losing skin cells, but a lot of times when you have acne, your skin is not shedding as fast enough. And so most of those acne products have vitamin A in them. Those fake medicines and the acne creams, they always have added vitamin A in them. It's supposed to help encourage the shedding of the dead skin cells so that your oil does not get trapped in your glands and cause more acne. So you can find this in carrots and kale and cantaloupe, broccoli, watercress, yellow squash, sweet potatoes, and red peppers. This is the book that I wrote. It's called The Acne-Free Diet, and that was just sort of like a little blip of what was in there. I also go into more the overall acne problem. I also go into what is acne, because I feel like a lot of people don't really understand what it is. They just think it's something that comes on their skin out of nowhere, and then they need to. So I go into what is acne. I go into more beauty minerals. I go into detox more in depth. There's also a three-day detox plan in there, along with original juice recipes, 15 original juice recipes, and a calendar for you to follow, all that stuff. And these are regimens that I used on myself before I presented them to other people. And the other thing that I sell on my blog is called Raw Girl 7-Day Detox for Beauty, Weight Loss, and Rejuvenation. And that's a detox that I do at least once a year, and it has about 20, maybe like 24 original juice recipes in it. It has a shopping